So today we're speaking again, Ma'arechet Havodat Musarit, the Hakdama of the Avodah service to do the Avodah of Musa. Okay. Anyway, so now, we spoke last week about the basic Avodah Musarit is our inner world. But the way we do it is through working on our outer world. Right? That's basically what we spoke about last week. So this week we can continue. So, he brought the Rambam that says that there's five things that's from Akiv and Tefillah, and only one of them is something Pnimi, only one of them is something inner, which is Kavana. The other four aren't. We spoke about that already. Now, Revolvi explains that Hatzlacha and Tefillah is Doni Dafka Tluya B'Zehirut B'Hanhaga Chitzoni. That means the outside things we do are those which affect our inner thoughts, our inner world. Right? I.e., we don't have so much control over our inner world to change it directly. The truth is, we can change our thoughts, right? But the way we do that is through habituating our outer world. Now, he's going to show us this. Now, why is this? This is something which is checked and tried out. Ha-ketet, how is this? This is a simple matter. Anu mukavim neshama v'guf. The reason for this is we have two aspects to a human being: his soul and his body. Which one do we feel better? It's easier for us to feel
physical.
We feel pain. You're in agony, you can't think, right? You didn't eat, you're hungry, right? You didn't learn Torah for the day, what happens to you?
I get depressed.
Not a lot. Some people, if they're high, very spiritual, they'll get depressed. If they didn't, for some reason, they couldn't learn Torah, they'll be very upset, they'll be very, dull. Right? You understand what I'm saying? No, really. But most of us, if one day we were working or doing whatever we were doing, right? Or Ben Ezman and whatever it is, and we didn't learn Torah for that day, we're building a sukkah. We were involved in mitzvahs, right? But, you can be involved in something and forget about eating. That can happen. But you usually remember by the time nighttime comes in. But after you're involved in working, you're tired, you just want to go to sleep. You open a book. I have to learn something. Is that? We're more connected to our physical. It more like clicks with us. It's closer to us. That's what he's saying. So he says that if that's the case, im nitiyached rak ba'olameinu apnimi v'chaya neshama, if we look at only our inner world and the life of our soul, v'lo nishtatef gam et haguf ba'avodatenu, we don't enhance our physicality in our avoda, right? Hine meramim et atmenu, we're lying to ourselves. Im lo nachnis et aguf l'toch avoda, if we don't put that guf together in our avoda, adayim b'chutz anachnu omdim, we're still outside for avoda musarit. Klal lo nichnasu pnima, we didn't go enter inner. Even if it appears to us that we have an Olam Plimi, there are many people who say, oh, I love Hashem, I think, I want, and someone like, tread on their foot and say, what are you doing to me? What are you, who are you? What are you doing? You didn't see I was davening, right? He was davening, he was in Tveikus and Hashem, and someone bumped into him, and he starts getting angry with him and telling him off and stuff like that, blowing his top. Right? He thinks he's in the higher world in his tefillah. Someone accidentally bumped into him. He's getting angry at the guy. That's what's called, it appears that you think, nidmelecha, you're fooling yourself if you think you're in higher worlds. If you're such a big tzaddik, you're in davening, such a big davening. If someone trod on your foot in the middle of davening accidentally, and you were really, really davening, you might not feel it, one. And even if you felt it, you wouldn't have, nothing would have happened to you. You wouldn't have got annoyed. Nothing. You wouldn't say anything. Yeah. But deal the avo. You know, let it go, let it pass. If things bother you like that, you're obviously not on such a high spiritual world. You're imagining it there. You understand what I'm saying? So our outer world and our relationship to our world, what bothers us, what ticks us off, all those sorts of things, right? That represents our real state in our inner world. We can pretend we're high spiritual thinkers, yet in our outer world, we're not there. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, we have to be real to ourselves. Now, he brings here a very, very interesting thing. V'hadvarim od yoteh abukim. These matters are very deep. Tnuat haguf. Now, this is what he's saying. The movements of our body. V'achizato hanachona. And the way we place it. Yotzeret pnimiyut. Forms our inner world. You hear what he's saying? Forms our inner world. It means how I behave in my outer world is not only a representation of my inner world, but also forms my inner world. Now, the many people who behave in the outer world a certain way, and yet on their inner world, there is no change. They're not working on the outer world, they're working per se in the outer world. We're going to speak about that as well. But we can affect our inner world through our outer world, through the way we speak, the way we walk, the way we talk, the way we relate to people. That has an effect on our outer world. The midot we have, we show kindness, we show patience with other people, we talk nicely to other people, we think nicely about other people. These have an effect on our inner world, and it's also a reflection of our inner world. You with me? It's not just, I really want to be a tzaddik, and yet, you know, we argue with other people. We're not really behaving properly. It doesn't work. There has to be, a shiluv. There has to be a combination of those two worlds. There can be the opposite as well. There can be someone who appears as such a tzaddik, so nice, so thing, and really what's inside him is very, he's very anochi. He's very, very, just cares about himself. All he wants is his own needs and his own glorification. You understand what I'm saying? These are very, very fine points in life. These aren't simple points. It's very hard for a person to know so well himself. Sometimes you need outside help to understand where you're going, what you're doing. Sometimes a person is just irritated with life or angry. That brings on, that anger brings on, you know, hashlachot. He'll throw on other people, his anger. He's not angry with the other person. Because he's in an angry state, he'll be angry with everyone around him. You with me? Yeah.
So, I mean, is it the case that your intention, to act in the appropriate way, your intention will either be you're doing it because it's what must be done, or you're doing it because other things people might feel highly of it? Isn't it sort of like a mixture? At times it's not.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the reason you're doing it for. I'm saying that when a person works in this outside sphere of his zavoda, it will affect his inner thinking. But it will only affect his inner thinking if that's what he wants. He wants a proper inner thinking. He wants to change the inner world. If he's just doing the mechanics of the outside world, it's not going to affect him at all. You understand? You could be a frum Jew, putting on tefillin, davening, doing everything in the morning. Obviously you're not davening properly, right? But you can do the mechanics of davening. You can read the siddur. Every day you finish the whole of the siddur, page to page, right? Shachar is mincha ma'ariv, right? You learned chumash, you're learning gemara, you're doing all these things. You're doing all the mechanics of what you're supposed to be doing. It'll affect you. It'll affect you. But you might not be so from. Because remember we spoke about last time? The musa is to change your inner world. The inner world is what's the ikka. We're now talking about how you do it. You do that through the outer world. But having a relationship with your creator is your inner world. If what you're doing in life is to enhance that relationship with your creator and making that relationship a stronger and deeper relationship, then these outer things that you're doing for the inner world will affect that inner world. But if you're not doing it for that, it'll affect, but the effect will be very small in comparison to the effect it could possibly have. Yeah?
What if it has an inverse effect?
If you're doing the mitzvah properly, it shouldn't. There can be certain things that can be, you know, certain times if a person is not on a level for doing something. For example, if someone told me I have to spend the next 7 days learning non-stop, no sleeping, very little eating, just sit and learn. I love to learn, right? But that's not within my strengths. If I start to do such a thing, right? You know, after 1-2 days, right, I'm going to get tired. I'm going to be irritable. You know, I said I was going to do it, so I'll continue doing it, right? I'll be falling asleep. I'll begin not to like the learning. Not because I don't like learning, because I'm exhausted. Because I'm hungry. I'm not on that level. If you try doing things which are not your level, and you force yourself to do those, if it's not your level, you're not going to like it. It's going to have an adverse effect on you. You have to live according to your level. You have to grow. That's to be an incline. But you have to live according to your level and be happy with that. If you're not living on your level and you want to be at a level that you're not at, right? And no one knows what every person's level is. We're talking about his inner avoda here. We're talking about, you know, how black your hat is and how white your shirt is, right? We're talking about your real avoda. If in your real avoda you're working, you should be happy. If you're not happy, there's a sign that something else is happening, that or you're being pushed to a place you shouldn't be pushed. So long as there's a gradation, as long as there's a yearning to serve Hashem, and you feel there's a growth in that desire to serve Hashem, then you're working properly. Okay. Al derech kli cheres hamashpichim et hayayin, like a earthen vessel that holds wine, it improves its taste, right? You know, we went to the vinery, right? There they had their wooden vessels. Okay, you know, in times of Barmai, different. It was, I don't know exactly too much of wine, but the vessel could affect the taste of the wine. We know that when we went to that vinery in the north, right? Haguf hu kli. The guf is the vessel. Vahaneshama ne. And the neshama is the, the ne, the
candle light.
Hane dolet, the candle lights. Rat kishakli mucham, when the kli is properly placed with the oil, etc. Zui emet, that's the truth. Kirva amitit, true closeness, la shemigrach, the great Baruch Hu, ula avodato, and to his service, misigim davka al yedei simat lev, lechitzoni et hanhaga. Only if you look after how you behave in your outer world. How you hold yourself, how you talk to other people, how you walk, how you behave. But that's only if that's what you want to change. If you want to do a facade, you want to be look as if you're a tzaddik, but not really be one. You can be a facade, but you're lying to people, and it'll come out in other places. It'll be seen. Without being particular with your other adult actions, it's impossible to reach the inner primit. It's impossible to be a true Talmud Chacham bahanhaga mufkeret if you don't look after yourself. Be yeshiva, but tnua v'harchavat piv means if you see someone's a Talmud Chacham and is behaving like, you know, like he shouldn't really be behaving. He's like the way he speaks, the way he acts. there's obviously something wrong somewhere. You with me? There's a certain way a person has to hold himself. If he doesn't hold himself in that proper way, there's something wrong. So now he brings a story here of the Sabbatai Tzvi. We've all heard of the Sabbatai Tzvi. Mm-hmm. So the Sabbatai Tzvi was at the time of the Taz. You know, heard of the Taz? He's one of the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, right? The Terei Zahav.
Ramchal also, right?
Huh?
Ramchal also, no?
I'm not sure. He was a... No, I don't think so. I'm not sure. But he was at the time of the Taz. And at that time, the Taz sent two of his... He was an old man, the Taz. He sent two of his students to go and check on the Sabbatai Tzvi. So he brings this story here. So they went to visit, and he was like, he had like some big palace, and hundreds of Jews were surrounding the palace, wanting to get into him and see him. When the students of the Taz came to him, they immediately went in, and they saw him, and he sent a present for the Taz. So when the students came out, people obviously asked him, what do you think of the Shabbat, what do you think of him? Yeah? And they both said, this is the story goes, they said he's a liar. He's not true. So he said, what did you see by him? Right? What do you see by him that makes you think that? So they said, he slouches. He's slouching. Says, Mashiach doesn't slouch. Yeshivato lo hayta kishivei lefnei melech gadol. If you're standing, if you're sitting in front, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by you, you sit in a different way. If you are on a high level and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your presence, that means you feel your Mashiach won't slouch. So now, everyone, you know, like, doesn't mean that all of us now have to be sitting in a certain way and, you know, like, holding ourselves. We're not malchus here, right? But you have to realize there's certain ways of behavior. You know? It was hard to me because, you know, I've seen very big people who, when they're learning, lying down or slouching or whatever, and they're learning. So, you know, I don't understand it, but you can see that there is this concept that how a person holds himself, if your Mashiach means your Melech Yisrael, means your king. A king doesn't hold himself that way. A king holds himself in an honorable way, doesn't slouch. That doesn't mean if you're relaxing you can't slouch. It doesn't mean if you're not a king, but a Mashiach Hashem doesn't slouch. So we see from that they saw, and they had these fine eyes that they saw that something was wrong there. You can't be real if that's who you are. Can't be that's who you are if you're slouching. Anyway, yeah. So now Volvi says, Yeshnam Eifol, there are, however, Shnei Minei Chitzoniyot. There's two types of outer works. HaChitzoniyot Shebichitzoniyot, the outer development, Hi HaPsula. That's possible. That's not a place where you should work. Sheshlanu L'Rochka. We should separate from that. V'chitzoniyot shebepnimiyot. Hi achiyuvit. That's the good avoda. Sh'aleinu levnot. Now we don't know which ones those are. We're going to see now. Okay. So it says like this. He's going to explain now. Okay.
Biyot od balei musa hamenalim haruchnim b'yeshivot. Hayu oski b'mamareim rabim. All the mamareim were people of balei musa, right? They build the inner world of Tzvi with Vadim, etc., right? And that's what Musa is about, we said, is about building this inner world. So this is Rovolbi, when we're going to now talk, we're going to talk about building our inner and outer world together. And a lot of our work is going to be in the outer inner world, right? Which is going to explain to us soon. That basically, in his Vadim, he's going to explain to us, he's going to give us actions that we have to do to build on this inner concept. That's what Rovolbi does. He's going to speak about the concept, speak about the idea, and in the Vadim, he's going to give us actions to do to build that idea. You understand? That's how it's going to work. We're going to have, right? For example, he's giving here. Say a person thinks he wants to be a big Baal Chesed. He's thinking he wants to be a big Baal Chesed, wants to do lots of good things to people. He won't be, because of that thought, a Baal Chesed. That's not sufficient. Right? But if he works on actions of giving to people, he will be a Baal Chesed. Little actions of working to build, to give to people. So we see that through the work of these little actions of giving to people in little forms, and in, you know, constantly, will build it. But still, he has to know the actions will build him, the Midah of Chesed, if when he does those actions, he's doing them in order to do good to other people, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants him to do good. Whereas if a person does it, he can do it for a lot of reasons. He can do it because he needs the appreciation of other people. He can do it because he's lacking self-confidence and he needs other people to appreciate him and to thank him. When we do chesed, we want to do chesed because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us, my midah is chesed, my midah is kindness, I want to be kind to people. I want to be giving to people. For me, because you are created in Tzelem Elokim, and be like me and do chesed to other people. Don't do it because it makes you feel good. Doing anything right makes you feel good. Do it for the right reasons. Now he says, now this bit, you don't, it's left out somewhat in Ayeshiva. You don't hear this. But this is a very important bit. And I'm going to read it from Revolvi. So you see that it's all from Revolvi, this. Harotzeh legeshet la'avodat musarit. Someone who wants to start with avodah musarit. This is not Dale Carnegie again. This is not how to be a better human being in 59 lessons. Right? Im mukhrach, he says. This is Revolvi, I'm reading Revolvi. Mukhrach liot lamdan. You can't start Musa until you know how to learn. So what am I teaching you guys then? This should be second year, third year vads. We have to start though, right? Yeah. You have to have a certain level of development in terms of your intellect. And when lamdan, it means a certain level of thinking in terms of Torah as well. That's what it means. Im b'seder nashim v'nezikim, if you learn nashim v'nezikim tzarich liot lamdan kedei la'avin tzurata d'shmata aburiya, if you're learning the Gemaras, Baba Metzia, Kedushin, Gittin, whatever, Baba Metzia, nashim v'nezikim, you have to be a lamdan. You have to be someone who understands how to think in order to understand the sugya properly. V'hilchot de'ed v'midot, says Revolvi, when you're learning how to behave as a human being, Alachat kama v'kama. You have to be able to be a thinking person in order to be that. Ki ein lecha makom l'tawiyot. You can't make mistakes there. Ve'ein lecha hechrach l'dakdek l'dakut ha'avana kamo b'midot. There's no hechrach to understand, right, the dakut in midas. What do you mean by that? Ein lecha hechrach, I read it wrongly. Ein lecha hechrach l'dakut ha'avana kamo b'midot. That means midot is something which is very hard to know if this is the correct way to behave or this is the correct way to behave. You have to have a very high level of understanding in order to clearly understand for yourself which is the right way to behave. Because a person, in midot, it's very hard, it's much harder. Because you have a lot of negiyas. You have a lot of things that are in yourself that you don't know. What's making me want to do that? What's making me want to do that? What's causing me this? Is it true that I don't like this because of this? Is it because, you know, it's very hard for us. It's much harder to work on our inner self than it is sometimes to work on a sugya. Sugya is outside of us. We can be very objective there. Here, little things or little, like little negiyas can change our whole outlook. You with me? Not only this, ha'ovid at shleimut hamidus, someone who's working to become a better human being, tzarich gam liyot shakua belimud gemara. You have to be learning gemara. Do you say? Mamash kishor la'ol, like an ox with a yoke, lalul ba'umka shel halacha, to delve into the depth of halacha. Chamor lemasa likrosh yedir rabot, b'shasu b'poskim, and like a donkey put on a load to develop the ideas, the many ideas in Shas and Poskim that are related to Musa. You shouldn't make learning Musa its own little compartment. I'm a Musa guy. I'm a Musanik. Oh, you know Halacha? No. You know Alan Gemara? No. You interested in anything else? No. I'm a Musa guy. I'm working on changing my midas. No. Ravovi says in different places also. Why are we working to learn Musa? In order to become a vessel, a pure vessel, so that the Torah will be a clean place for the Torah to sink into us. Torah means Ratzon Hashem. I'm learning Musa, I'm changing myself, so I'll be a vessel for Ratzon Hashem. I'm not learning Musa, so I'm a controlled human being. I'm learning Musa because through learning Musa, I'm a vessel that the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will permeate me and I will live according to that Ratzon. I will perfect my guf with my soul so that I become a proper vessel for Him, for my neshama to enter, for His Ratzon to enter me. You with me? Yeah. Ask someone else. But look, it says, Lechen sa'ir liyamim, young boy, lo yasok klal b'shazu, don't learn this shah. Don't learn this. Avodato hi lilmud ha'gemara. You go learn Gemara, bi'iyun rav, in detail. Lekabel derech ha'limud, v'yadir yisodi b'rishonim, and how to learn the sugi with rishonim. V'yirkosh la'atmo b'kiyut ad kama she'efshalo, and learn also, you know, a lot of pages of Gemara, so you understand. Lasot avoda rabba mitfila, and get involved in your davening. Vilmod halacha v'musa, learn halacha v'musa. Vitrogel b'machshava b'tera, to make yourself ragil, that means make yourself familiar with thinking of Torah. Gam ba'ed she'en sefer patuach l'fanav. Also, when you don't have a sefer in front of you and you walk in the street, have your mind thinking in Torah. V'liyot chave tov l'chaveira v'limud, be a good friend to your friends when you're learning. Bechedro v'ashulchano, in your roommate and on the table when you're eating. Zuhi ha'shtei v'lishet sa'ir chol v'chayav li'asik. This is what every young child, young boy in yeshiva should reach. Mish kva atzma'i b'limud gemara. Now that you already, you've learned. You're right, ragil b'limud musa. You're regular in musa. Then he should start with what it means to be a person. Hamzoreva perik rishon. It's the first perik for sheni shomarechet zu. Acharei shishtalem gam bezeh. After you did also that, b'meshach zman rav. After a lot of time, im az hu ro'ed tzorich liknot shleimu midot pratiyot. Now you see that within you, you want to fix yourself about certain midas. And to work on specific midas and the dakos of those midas, like specific midas, to improve on them, then this is for you. Right? And he's going on more here about this. Right? So, according to this, we shouldn't really be learning this. We're learning this out of order. We're not many years in learning. We haven't fixed all these things. So what are we learning for? Yeah, right. We should. There's one reason that maybe we should. Not all of us here for very long. We have to know that there exists complete human beings. And there is an avoda to be a complete human being. And maybe if we know what it is to be this complete human being, then later on in life,
Well, we can relate to it, or we can jump to it occasionally. We can try for it. It's like, you know, jumping for the stars. That's how you say?
Reaching
the stars. We know they're stars, so we can try reaching out for them. So when you know where the stars are, you know these galaxies, you know where we're supposed to be. We're still here on Earth, right? We're still, you know, no rocket space, no nuclear science, right? We're still, you know, just jumping. We're not reaching the stars by jumping or stretching our hands out. But when we know that they're stars and we know this avodah exists, it'll give us more of an incentive to try and reach them. So we're going to read this to know how a person should look. What is chesed in terms of how a person should be a bal chesed? What are these things? And maybe we'll attach to ourselves these midos a little bit. You with me? But we have to realize we're very, very before that. We're still working on very, very simple stuff. Like not getting angry, being nice, not hurting people, right? Thinking about other people and not ourselves. We're working on very, very basic stuff. If you work on things which are lavim in the Torah, which are isurei deraisa in the Torah, that's already not musa. If you say something nasty to a person in front of him, it could be a lav of embarrassing, onah, could even be lashon hara. Could be many, many lavim that we, you know, that's not musa. That's partial, we don't know how to behave. So when we learn musa, we learn the adinus of musa, right? To change, you know, small points in us. Out we're nice guys. We're the really nice guys in the yeshiva, right? We're behaving well. We weren't over any lavim. No lashon hara, no onah, no embarrassing, no nothing. Everyone likes us, our roommates, our friends. We're good guys. Now you can work on musa. So since we aren't there, how can we work on musa? Because maybe if we work on musa, maybe if we see these ideas and we understand them, that'll, you know, come home a little bit. You hearing? Come home a little bit, and could be it'll work. Could be it'll have an effect on us. Could we will realize, you know, what we're doing isn't chesed. What we're doing is being angry. What we're doing is, you know, is not giving proper kavod. And maybe touching on these aspects will make us change our perspective in life. Hopefully. That's the point of it. So we're not going to actually be doing the vadim because it's too high a level for us. We're going to get an idea what these things are. You understand? That's basically it.